On the Mount Rushmore of wonder plants, that is plants that have a wide array of uses, you have cotton, which we already talked about. You have corn, which goes into just about everything, from syrups and oils to fuels and polymers. I think you have to put soy up there as well. Let's take out the fact that soy sauce is one of my favorite condiments and look at its non-food uses, such as in candles, crayons, biodiesel, particle board, lubricants, and believe it or not, in different parts of the car you're driving right now. In fact, soy in car parts dates back nearly 100 years.
Henry Ford was a huge investor in the soybean industry, and he was always trying to figure out what other ways can we use soy besides just your normal food sort of application. He spent a lot of money funding scientists' research, and even today, that research has developed into creating foam for car seats and even the door insulations.
That's Christine Moore, a horticulturist at the U.S. Arboretum. Car manufacturers are also using soy for their hoses and wiring, as well as in their fuel tanks. But they're not the only fans of the soy wonder plant. ARS researchers have been developing new varieties of soy for decades. Between 1980 and 1994 alone, ARS scientists released 66 varieties and 280 breeding lines of soy. These new varieties help soybean farmers get their product into newspapers, lipsticks, plastics, flooring, paints, and stain-removing cleaners.
The new and upcoming thing is soy-based foam insulation. So you'll see home reno shows where they're spraying all this stuff into the walls. And that's another, again, sort of an eco-friendly of sorts way of using soy. And again, that's one of those things that, you know, different industries will look at the characteristics or properties of different plants and determine whether it's useful for their industry. It's another plant that I feel like is underappreciated as a wonder plant because, again, it goes from farm to table to industry.
ARS scientists continue to research the soybean plant, looking to improve its nutritional quality, as well as learn how stress factors such as drought and heat affect the plant's ability to flower. Researchers are also breeding new lines to tailor soy-based products for just about every market, from bioplastics to polymers to manufacturing parts. With all this variety, soy certainly has its place on the Mount Rushmore of wonder plants. Thanks for listening to this Wonder Plant edition of Science in Your Shopping Cart. Stay tuned for future podcasts. And in case you missed it, check out our other podcasts on our website or our YouTube channel. For Science in Your Shopping Cart, I'm Todd Silver.
Science in Your Shopping Cart is produced by the Office of Communications, Agricultural Research Service, an agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For more information, visit www.ars.usda.gov. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Like us on Facebook, and watch us on YouTube.